The Steffes Group brings you auctions that fit your needs. Open now, the Smith Auto Repair of Fargo Equipment Auction. Beef up your shop. Check out all the items through the 19th at steffesgroup.com. From the 15th to the 20th, it's the Steffes Online Auction. Four rings of fun. Big farm equipment, ring one. Trucks and vehicles, ring two. Recreational lawn and garden in ring three. The Steffes Timed Online Auction through July 20th. Whether it's farm equipment, farm retirement auction, sugar beet, dairy, or land, find what you need at steffesgroup.com.
Be sure to attend the 2022 Ag PhD Field Day. At this year's Ag PhD Field Day, we'll have way more equipment and equipment demonstrations than we've ever had before. We've got a lot of new technologies we'll put into our research plots on site, and we'll have great family entertainment, including a kids area, music, fantastic guest speakers, and free food and drinks all throughout the day. Please go to agphd.com to learn more, and don't forget to join us on Thursday, July 28th for the free Ag PhD Field Day.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. We are in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. And now we're going to talk about the North Dakota Soybean Council. It was just right before the 4th of July, the 29th of June, North Dakota Soybean Council got together. They do this, every year or so, and they elect board officers, the leadership, for how your checkoff dollars are distributed, executed, and what they do with them. And the new chairman of the North Dakota Soybean Council is Wolford, North Dakota farmer. Hey, we talk to him all the time here on Farm Talk, so I say congratulations, Chris Brossart. How's it feel to be chairman?
Well, thank you, Mick. It's really an honor and a privilege, very humbling just to be elected to a position like that, you know, by your peers and the people around you. So just very humbling and very grateful for the opportunity.
Yeah, well, you've got big shoes to fill, but you're filling them, and this will be a great year and a learning experience for you, and won't be too long. You'll be continuing your travels and representing North Dakota soybean growers and making sure the checkoff dollars are done properly. I guess, do you have any vision for the North Dakota Soybean Council, or you just want to continue the work that's being done?
You know, right now a lot of it is just continue the work being done. But, you know, my vision personally would be just to always try to better agriculture for future generations, for our children, grandchildren, and for generations to come. So anything that we can do to make the community of agriculture better, not for only soybean producers, but for everybody in general.
You bet.
It's really one of the goals I have.
Well, the one crop that has increased in acreage across North Dakota more than any other in the last decade or so is soybeans. We are the number four soybean growing state in the nation. That's awesome. It's a great achievement. But hey, you drive all over the state. You go to Bowman and Crosby and Pembina and Wahpeton, all four corners of the state. There's a lot of soybeans being grown.
Well, absolutely, Mick. And it, you know, I think we've seen that in the last probably 20 years, just the way soybeans have matured and grown, you know, with genetics and all the things that we can do with them, just make better use of water. Some of those areas was limiting factors. So, you know, we look at what the advancements that have taken place in the last, 10 to 20 years, and it'll be really exciting to see what the future holds and how much more this industry grows. There's a lot of opportunity there between, renewable fuels, biodiesel, just all the new uses that soybeans can bring, dust suppressants. You can go on and on, Skechers shoes, tires. So I think that demand is going to continue to grow.
Absolutely. All right. Well, how are your soybeans growing this year? How are they looking?
You know, actually, right now things have really, really changed a lot here in the last week to 10 days. I would say they're about on pace with normal. Overall, they actually look really, really nice right now, considering what they went through for the spring and the mud that they were put in, and you know, they're catching up and they're starting to flower. I'm thinking here in about 10 days, we should have some of the first pods starting to form in sets. So, you know, we probably, like everybody else in the state, praying for a little rain here in the next 2 weeks. But I'm sure the good Lord will give us something.
Well, he always seems to come through. Last year, what a difference, though, from last year to this year, especially up there in North Central and Northwestern North Dakota.
Well, absolutely. It, you know, we went from basically a severe drought and not having much potential at all to driving around and around in circles and around potholes. So I'm very fortunate to have them this year. We won't complain about driving around things at all.
You bet. All right. You farm with your wife and kind of working with mom and dad, third generation family farm there, just northeast of Rugby. So other crop, like, see what, barley, corn, canola, anything else on the farm?
Yeah, barley, corn, canola, spring wheat, and soybeans. So, but we do have a little Ryan as well this year.
All right. Well, the folks who either make rye bread or drink rye whiskey, they appreciate you making sure there's enough rye around. Yeah. No cows, though, no livestock?
No. Yeah, no livestock on our farm. Neighbors and uncle, I have some uncles and stuff that have beef cattle. So yeah, very nice to see, the grass growing the way it is, and looks like the hay crop should be decent this year.
Excellent. Now you have North Dakota soybean leadership has really been working hard on getting the crush plants in here and. Hey, we've got a couple of them in the works, but you're a little ways away from them. Would they be of benefit to you in any way, whether it's Spiritwood or Castleton, wherever that other one shows up?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think they will, Mick. I think it's going to, you know, benefit everybody within the state. Just, you know, we probably won't personally haul there, but, you know, some of the elevators, I'm sure, close by will be taking some of those soybeans. And anytime, you know, we can use more of our own product within the nation is always a good thing.
You mentioned biofuels and this renewable diesel or sustainable aviation fuel. That is an almost untapped market so far for soybean growers.
Yeah, I think the sky is going to be the limit there from what it looks like. So I think, you know, the next couple of years with crush plants going online and everything else that's happening is just going to be really, really interesting, and it'll be just amazing. I think we'll be surprised, you know, how much of the soybean oil we can use within the state.
Yeah, we need more soybeans in the state, don't we? Or are we at about where we ought to be?
You know, I think anytime we can have the industry grow and you know, have a few more acres, I think is always a good thing, but. You know, personally, I think one thing to always remember is we want to have keep a good crop rotation as well. We can't raise beans on beans on beans because that also brings in other problems, disease, you know, and all those other things that can go along with it.
Yeah, we're talking, listening to AgriTalk this morning. On the farmer panel, they were talking about the continuous soybean ground that he had. He's starting to have some serious weed problems. Hey, what is your weed issue this year up there in North Central North Dakota?
You know, I think the biggest weed, I would think almost anybody in this area is going to say kochia. Just with the dry year last year, kochia is just unbelievable. It's everywhere. We have it on the hilltops, on the drier ground, on the wetter ground. It's just been a really good year, I think, with all the rainfall and the snow that we had. It's definitely growing abundantly.
The carpet of kochia. And battling kochia in soybeans, is that a big challenge, or do you have enough products for that?
Well, you know, right now I think we're pretty fortunate between, you know, the Enlist system and the Extend system. We have enough different options there to fight that weed right now, but it's very important to have a pre-down and to get that pre-emergence down and try to keep things as clean as you can. It's like anything. If you don't keep after it, it's going to get away on you.
For sure. All right. Again, congratulations. North Dakota Soybean Council is brand new, but he's been around a while. Chairman Chris Brossard, Wolford, North Dakota. Wish you a safe and very happy and very successful 2022. Thanks for the work you have done and will be doing, and we'll bother you now and then on the radio, Chris.
Well, sounds great. You guys have a great rest of the week, and we appreciate all you do for agriculture.
Hey, thank you. Back at you. All right, we'll take a break, come right back, and talk SCN on Farm Talk.